皆さんこんにちは。アニメアディクツアノニマスのライブブロードキャストを聞いていただきます。
Okay.
You always
sing it
to the Anime Addicts Anonymous.
What? It's what? After the show. Okay. It's the after party.
After the party, it's the
hotel lobby.
And now,
right
here
about,
are your
oh, you got it.
Who sang it better, guys?
Ooh, that's a good question.
We are back for the after party following podcast episode 375. We are jacked up. I am pumped up for a,
yes!
for a guy who woke up at 2 a.m. last night.
Woke up
and
at 2
did not go back to sleep. I am feeling spry.
We're back like the dinosaurs in that movie that I watched when I was a kid.
Yeah. Land Before Time?
No, we're back.
Oh.
Guess who's back?
Land Before Time is this shit, by the way. The original.
It's so depressing, though.
It is. It's, you know, there are some movies that I watched from my childhood that I'm like, holy shit. Yeah. These were...really depressing.
I know.
So.
Especially when you find out that Sarah didn't actually exist.
Littlefoot?
No, Triceratops. Like, wasn't the Triceratops not an actual dinosaur?
Wait, what?
I remember reading I remember that Littlefoot's mother died.
Is that like a conspiracy theory?
I'm gonna, hold on, I'm Googling it right now. Triceratops not real.
What did everybody do this weekend?
Your mom. But besides that?
Well, my mother was with me, and I don't recall that happening, but, but good for her.
So scientists did say that the Triceratops may not have existed.
Oh, and for and like in reality?
Yes. But of course, there's, as with many things, there is talk going back and forth.
Dinosaurs were also covered with feathers. All of them.
All of them?
Fact. Look that up.
Okay. I don't know.
That ruined my childhood.
Yeah, well, birds.
And Pluto is not a planet, guys.
I don't like hearing those things. I don't like change. I want my scales, okay? I want my scales, I want my horns. I don't want any feathers.
Yeah. You tell them.
So I had a fun weekend. I went up to Pennsylvania for a wedding.
Oh.
Flew up to the mountains of Pennsylvania, Seven Springs, which is about 2 hours north of Pittsburgh. Oh my God, it's amazing. Like just being in nature, like being in being around the foliage.
You're always in nature, bro.
Not in Florida.
Yes,
we
you
have
are.
None of that.
We are nature.
Growing, being around the foliage,
he's like, I'm not even gonna...
the foliage, the altitude, the landscapes that I grew up with was really nice and totally refreshing. It was almost like going to like a spa where you go to like recover your health, you know, like a health spa.
Let me ask you a question.
What's that?
Are bees part of nature?
Sure.
Are beehives part of nature?
Sure, why not?
Are humans part of nature?
Sure.
So then... would you say skyscrapers?
Are strip malls part of nature?
Yes. Because
that's all we have in Florida.
Right.
Strip malls are not part of nature. Get out of here.
But if bees and beehives are part of nature, then humans and the creations of humans are also part of nature.
Fine.
It's all nature, bruh.
We have a very limited amount of nature in Florida. I'll just say that. The weather was, it was 70.
That's like your opinion,
man. It was 75 degrees. Right? 75 degrees.
The beaches, they're not nature.
So... I'm sitting outside.
The Everglades, nope.
I'm sitting outside, you know, in like this wooden reclining chair, looking at the side of this mountainside, watching the tall grass like ripple in the wind.
It's beautiful.
Like the grass looks like it's like it looks like water because it's rippling.
Oh, that's gorgeous. I wish I could see that.
It's pretty nice, and it's 75 degrees out and zero humidity, and there's no mosquitoes. And I'm just like, this is amazing. Having no mosquitoes was amazing. And it's because you're in the mountains and there's not a lot of water around.
Right, sitting water.
And I was just thinking, like, I'm sitting outside and it's 5 o'clock and it's not hot. And it's June.
Mm.
And it was just amazing.
Is the podcast moving up north?
And I could have just sat
out. Pennsylvania.
I could have just sat out there for hours and just stared at nothing.
Dude, because
that's how serene and amazing it was.
Guys, where do we want to move?
So,
and get the
Colorado.
Weirdest big communal house ever.
We should
We should move to Colorado and make a weed cast.
Okay, that's
just
an option, certainly.
Just bake out the podcast room and just...
might already exist, though.
I feel like
so
that's
what?
The name right there, bake out.
And with all of our years of experience...
Oh my God, bake out. Oh, guys. Bake out a YouTube series where you get really high and you decide what to bake high and you bake it.
That's amazing. Except
Call
the entire show
out.
Would be us sitting on a couch. Just
not
first,
talking.
Yeah. We would all be sitting on the couch and we'd be like, all right, what are we going to bake today? And we'd be like, and then there would be like silence for several minutes.
And then, that's the
and then
show
somebody
though.
Somebody would go, hey, And then it'd be silence again. And then like a couple minutes later, somebody would go, "What?" And then the other person would go, "I don't know." That would be the entire
did I just was I just talking?
Yes, that exactly.
Did I just say something?
These are all conversations. So, I had while
so yeah, but I had to get up at 2 a.m. to get to the airport on time, and it was brutal. 2 a.m. I'm driving. It's
that's
two. It's
why?
Two, it's two because my flight was at 6:30.
Pick a better flight. What's wrong with
there
you?
There weren't any.
Jeez.
Unfortunately, the guy who was getting married only gave 2 months' notice.
Oh, what a dick.
So there wasn't a ton of time to buy flights, and that was without spending $500-$600 to fly to Pennsylvania, which yeah. is ridiculous.
Hey, here's a pro tip.
What's that?
Don't have, well, I guess Pennsylvania doesn't really count, but like
Pittsburgh's a huge airport.
People who have like location weddings where it's like, hey, I know
didn't
we all
he
live
send
here.
Out the save the date months ago?
No, it was like in like late March or June
really?
Or April, I mean.
But like people who are like, hey, everyone, you're all invited. Our wedding's in Hawaii. You're like, dude, I'm not going to Hawaii, bro. We're like,
so
those are annoying.
Yeah, I had to drive to the airport, and it was 2 hours away. So here I am navigating like the mountain, winding mountain roads of Pennsylvania at 2 a.m.
Oh,
with no sleep. Yeah, but it's fine. I'm here. I still managed to get them to Florida. Record.
You're alive.
You did it, dude. And you're on the podcast.
I got to Florida, recorded all the news breaks,
good
did
Lord.
All the podcast prep, and I'm still here.
You're
boom.
An animal.
What?
You're an animal.
Boosh, 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 boosh,
boosh.
So what did you guys do?
Went out on Friday. Mm. Went to a brewery for the first time, and that
nice.
Was a lot of fun. And played some board games last night. And otherwise, just I got a ton of Persona playing. And
oh, dude, I went to a bar. Was it last weekend, I guess? Because like this whole past week, I've just been working nonstop. Like,
yeah, you've been putting in ridiculous hours in the office.
It's been like 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day and on Saturday and stuff like that. But hopefully it's just another week or so and then I'll be back to normal where we've got this client that we're bringing on board, which is the largest client we've ever like brought on. Like,
wow. That's kind of exciting. Like I realize it's exhausting and it sucks, but at least are you getting overtime for it? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. You, like, I mean, at least you're getting overtime for it. And
what's kind of cool and like it's awesome, but it also sucks because it's like I got to put in a bunch of work. But the person who sold the deal specifically said that they need me to be the person responsible for onboarding.
Oh, that's cool.
So yeah, so it's cool that like they're all thinking of me like that. But it's like, dude, this sucks. I'm putting so many hours in. So I've been doing a lot.
No risk, no reward.
That's true.
Hopefully, it all pays off.
Yeah, dude. If I don't at least get to the second interview on this promotion that I applied for,
you
like,
will.
I'm gonna be super pissed. But what was it?
When will you know about that?
A couple weeks, because they have a lot of people to interview. So we gotta see if you get to the first round, and then you have to if you get through that, which I think I will, I have to interview with the like big dude, like the office manager guy. So that'll be interesting. But so this last weekend I went to a bar. Actually, I went to with Kimiko. We went and got some dinner, and then we went to a bar.
Okay.
And it was funny because like so we went to get sushi and then there's like this hole in the wall bar like literally right next door pretty much. So we're like, hey, let's just go grab a few drinks. We go in and it's like there's no one in there. There's like a couple people. There's some pool tables and stuff like that. So there's some like old dudes playing pool. And this one dude at the bar, his mother works at the bar. His mother's like in her.
She doesn't make nail bats and shit, does she?
They may have
nail paddles.
It was some like
oh,
it was
man.
Some Texas Chainsaw Massacre stuff.
Do you know these stories?
No,
okay,
no.
You don't really want to know them.
Yeah, but
oh, the nail. Oh, wait. Those from Kimiko, yes.
Because it's
yes,
totally
sorry.
Normal to want to be smashed in the butt with board.
Totally
with,
normal, dude. So the mother.
It sounds
mother,
like it sounds like someone's trying to kill themselves. Is what it sounds like.
Yeah. So the mother works at the bar, and she's got to be in like her 60s or 70s, and so this guy's like in his 50s, but he looks like. Life has been hard on him, dude. Like
he's in his 60s, but so he looks like he looks 80.
You know what? He's probably not even. He's probably in his 40s, but he looks like he's in his 60s, and he is drunk as. I mean, you know what? He may not have even been drunk. It may have just been like the alcohol has taken a burden on him over the years that like he's permanently.
Oh damn.
Just
oh, but
wrecked.
It's totally legal though.
He's just his mind is gone, and so we're sitting there, we're having a couple of drinks, and we start playing pool. And so Kimiko, it's her shot, and like some old dude is helping her. And so this dude starts talking to me, and I'm like barely able to understand what he's saying because he's so gone. And he's like, dude, I'm an artist. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. And I'm just like trying to be nice as I can be.
Yeah, but it's
also
like, oh, kind awkward as hell.
But also trying to be like, hey, leave me alone.
Yeah.
And so he's like, no, dude, I'm an artist. You know, I draw. And I'm like, oh, cool, cool. He's like, yeah, man. So if you like want anything drawn, like I can do. And he's like going on this whole spiel. Can't speak.
Tell me he like pulls out a portfolio or something.
No. But okay. He grabs a napkin and I'm like, is he going to draw on this napkin? And so, but that's a little later on. So he's just going on and on about how he's an artist and he draws. And I'm like, oh, that's really cool. Yeah, that's awesome. And he's like, yeah, I did some stuff for this swimming pool. And he's like, do you have a swimming pool? I can do art on your, like, and he is like really trying to sell it. And I'm like, no, I don't, but that's kind of cool, you know, whatever. And he's like, well, hey, whatever you need done. And then Kimiko walks over and he's like, oh, nice tattoos. He's like, I can draw tattoos. And I'm like, oh God, this guy will not stop. And eventually, like, we're getting ready to leave. And he's like, hey, let me get your number to me.
Okay.
He's asking me. And I'm like, ah, crap. And I'm like, oh, you know what? We're going to come right back, but... Yeah, so I'll get you on the way back. So he's like, no, let me just get your number real quick. And he's like super persistent about it.
Right.
And I'm like, crap. I'm like, I don't want to have to give this
guy. You give him a fake number.
Yes. So.
Of course.
Yes. I like basically did my number, but like I changed a couple digits or whatever. Like I, you know, because when giving a fake number, you have to be able to, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Give it as if it's your own.
Right. You have to be quick.
You have to be quick about it and you have to be able to repeat it.
But he's drunk as shit, so he wouldn't notice anyway.
Most likely. But you have to be quick about it, and you have to be able to repeat the number, so that way they're, you know, like if you're just like 5 4 7 3 9 2 1, it's like you don't know what you just said, and so if he asks you, "What was it again?" you know, you're gonna be off. So, yeah. So I just basically gave him a fake number, and I was like, "This guy is," it was weird. There's some strange people out there.
Very strange,
yeah. As evidenced by Kimiko's stories on, you know, past hentai episode.
Oh God, yeah. Good Lord. So very, yeah, strange. If you guys ever need any anything drawn, apparently this guy.
this is our guy.
Yeah, there you go.
Stories like that make me wonder why alcohol is even legal.
Yeah.
And why marijuana is illegal.
But
it was,
I mean, you could just tell this guy. I mean, I don't know how he was before, but it would appear as if he is just gone. Like his brain has been destroyed.
Haven't had any marijuana in 2 weeks, by the way. Super easy to quit.
Yeah.
Like nothing. No physical after effects at all of any kind. And I'm like, oh, but alcohol, one of two things that will kill you in detox.
Mm-hmm.
But no, but that's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally cool. Why not?
That's, I mean.
Alcohol and heroin are the two things that will kill you in detox. But yeah, it's cool.
Why not? Yeah, I know. Well, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
That's the world we live in.
Kill all the lobbyists.
Well, that's an option, certainly.
Well, it's their fault. Corporations.
Yeah. But corporations also lobby for things that are positive. So it's like,
what do sometimes, you do? Some corporations.
Yeah. So it's like, what do you do?
Yeah. You know, unless it's Monsanto.
Get money out of politics, I guess, is the main thing one way or another.
Yeah.
That's not going to work. Again, as we discussed pre-podcast, taking money away from people who have money is almost impossible to do.
The answer is just to make everything legal and let the idiots kill themselves. And if it's consensual, then it's consensual,
yeah,
and let
that.
Them kill themselves. Everything should
sure.
be legal.
Why not?
Everything. Speaking of legal, Ether and Bitcoin.
Oh God, no.
So do you want to know why? So
no,
there,
I don't.
Dude, you I think you'll find this interesting.
Okay.
Now let me give a disclaimer and say that Bitcoin and Ether and Ethereum are so complex that I can't give you a proper explanation of it.
Every time you say Ether, I think
it's short for Ethereum.
I know, but I think of the Nas song.
The what?
Nas.
What's that? I don't know.
Nas, the rapper?
I don't listen
to
rap music.
The song Ether?
I don't listen to rap music.
Oh my God. When him and Jay-Z were battling.
Who's Jay-Z?
Okay.
Anyways, I don't know who Nas is.
So back at,
I truly don't. I know Jay-Z's name.
I think Jay-Z dated Taylor Swift.
I can identify.
I'm just kidding. I know who Jay-Z is.
I know his name. I could not tell you his music.
Who, Nas?
Jay-Z. I've never heard Nas. For all I know, Nas is a fake name.
Isn't Jay-Z, didn't he do one of the most iconic one, 99 Problems?
Yeah, yeah, he
Wasn't
did that.
Jay-Z?
That was one of his. Yeah. There you go.
I may have heard the song, but I don't necessarily know who did them.
Anyways, back. Jesus.
Somewhere in China
back
right
in
now.
The day,
are you reevaluating like your friendship right now?
Back in the day, Nas and Jay-Z had a beef, and Jay-Z came at Nas with a track. What was the name of his? What was the name of his song that he came out with? I forget, but it was like he was dissing Nas, and then Nas came back with a song called Ether, which killed so hard that it was like, oh man, all right, game over. Like, there's no way you can come back from that.
So somewhere in China right now, there is a massive warehouse, like the size of a Walmart. Okay?
Okay.
And it's full of nothing but i7 computer processors that are all hooked up together. And all they do is crunch data to try to discover Bitcoins. And there's a finite number of Bitcoins that can be discovered mathematically. 21 million of them.
Time out.
Okay? You already lost. It's tough.
So
it's very abstract.
Right. No. I'm just trying to get a better understanding of it. So these computers are doing certain processes, calculations, or what have you, to discover Bitcoins. And when you say discover Bitcoins, like, what? Do these things already exist?
People compete to mine Bitcoins using computers to solve complex math puzzles.
Okay.
This is how Bitcoins are created. Currently, a winner is rewarded with 25 Bitcoins every 10 minutes.
Okay, so this just seems like completely arbitrary. Like, because, like, are they accomplishing something, or is it just like we've arbitrarily said if you process these calculations, we will give you an imaginary check mark?
Bitcoins are stored in a digital wallet, which exists either in the cloud or on a user's computer.
But are they actually anything, or is it just
it's digital currency?
Okay,
Bitcoin is a new currency created in 2009 by an unknown person. Transactions are made with no middleman, meaning no banks. There are no transaction fees and no need to give your real name. More merchants are beginning to accept them. You can buy web hosting services, pizza, or even manicures, etc.
So it's Bitcoins. But at its core, it is completely arbitrary, and it's not actually something that exists. It's just something that someone made up, and that people.
It's like having money in PayPal. It's just sitting in digital land.
No, because the money in PayPal is based off of actual currency that
is kind of tangible. Here's kind of where I come in.
But what is actual currency?
It's not cash money, which is based off of the gold standard.
Not anymore. Not for decades.
Right.
We abandoned that in like the 70s.
True. Here's kind of it's still linked to cash paper currency.
My concern is I actually do agree with Mitsugi where currencies aren't necessarily linked to anything tangible.
No, none of them.
It's governments agreeing, and economies agreeing. But the American currency is backed by the U.S. government and the U.S. GDP.
So I guess my question then is, who is backing Bitcoin?
Well, and that's my concern with stuff like Bitcoin.
It's just some guy who came up with it and is like...
The value is as perceived by the market.
Yeah.
And so a Bitcoin... It's true capitalism in the sense of a Bitcoin is only worth what someone will pay for a Bitcoin.
Yes.
All right. So here's an article that says what makes Bitcoin different from normal currencies.
Mm-hmm.
Bitcoin can be used to buy things electronically. In that sense, it's like conventional currencies such as dollars. However, Bitcoin's most important characteristic and the thing that makes it different from conventional money is that it is decentralized. No single institution controls the Bitcoin network. This puts some people at ease because it means no large bank can control their money.
But that doesn't make any sense. So why can't I just say I have a billion Bitcoin and I just whatever it is, if it's code or something like that, I write code that says I have a billion Bitcoin.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, cash is based on printed paper money that you can try to, what's the word?
Counterfeit.
Counterfeit. But it's very difficult to counterfeit, but it actually exists and it's tangible and it's created in a limited supply.
What is Bitcoin based on? Conventional currency has been based on gold or silver. Theoretically, you knew that if you handed over a dollar at the bank, you could get some gold back. But Bitcoin isn't based on gold. It's based on mathematics.
Well, it hasn't been based on gold in forever.
But originally, it was based on gold.
Originally, but it's not. So that argument is irrelevant.
It was originally based. They're just making a comparison. Right. Now the dollar is just worth money because the U.S. government says it is.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying.
But I guess my point is that even though the dollar may not be linked to gold anymore, it's still a tangible item. It's a paper currency that is printed in a very specific manner that is incredibly difficult to counterfeit, if not impossible. And so they can control, like, this is real. Like, I can show you this. I can hand this to you. Whereas Bitcoin is just some code that somebody can just type up and be like, hey, now I have all of the Bitcoin in the world.
Well, that's impossible.
I'm not even...
These warehouses in, like, China... they're spending tens of thousands of dollars in just electricity.
But it doesn't make any sense.
To math to discover the formulas that...
What? So where... Okay.
You're having a tough time with this because it's so abstract.
Yeah, because it doesn't make any sense. They're performing calculations for what?
Discover the Bitcoins.
Is Bitcoin hidden in the internet? Like, I don't understand.
It's math.
That doesn't make any sense. Who determines what math it is?
Some, I don't know.
Is there some guy who's saying, if you can perform these calculations, I'm going to give you... It doesn't exist. It's not real at all. Like, it's not linked to anything real.
Okay.
See, that's my fear with it, in the sense of...
You better buy it now.
My fear with it, I'm not doubting that there's money to be made or that there has been money made.
Sure.
That's
there have been many millionaires.
Can I speak?
Yes.
Thank you.
Technically, you can.
There has been money made. There is money to be made, just as there is on random penny stocks on the stock market that suddenly go from a penny to $5. Mm-hmm. And if you buy 100 shares of it, then you're rich. But my big thing, and kind of where I agree with you, Kazuo, is that... That sounds like a segment. I agree with you, Kazuo. Where I agree with Kazuo. Yeah. Is that my fear is currency in general hasn't been based off the gold standard or any kind of paper standard or anything like that.
Was it the 70s or something?
For a long time, yeah. In fact, most, in many cases, the material, at least for something like the penny, the material that the penny is printed on, it's more expensive than the penny itself.
Yeah.
So the value of money is... innately a perceived value in our markets today.
Yes and no, though. Because the physical currency is, like, obviously it's all perceived value, but, like, to say that if I have a $100 bill,
but
that is a physical item that I can hand to another person and they have a $100 bill.
But what I'm saying is that because the value is not based on something like the gold standard. If you have a $100 bill and suddenly the US government tanks,
sure,
it's worth nothing.
Right.
Because it's not based on any kind of gold standard. It's based on a perceived standard and agreement of international markets.
Yes.
But something like the US government or something like established national currencies attached nations have that sort of... their value is a little more fixed to me, where something like Bitcoin or Ether or these, you know, digital currencies, they are only worth money as long as someone perceives them to be worth money.
Right.
And the gamble is,
it's like
we'll continue to perceive them as being worth something.
It's like art.
Yeah.
Like art, like people, I remember, I think it was David Cho, who is this guy who became like a incredibly rich person because he had a share of Facebook and he's an artist. And people asked him, like, how did your art become so, expensive? Like, how is it that you were able to sell your art for as much as it sells for now? And he said, I just started selling it for that much. If you say something's worth something and someone's willing to pay it,
yeah,
then that's what it's worth. But I guess, so my thing with Bitcoin is, I understand the concept.
I don't.
I mean, I understand in a very broad way. Like, I understand the concept of just agreeing this is what the currency is worth, and then that's great because you could take that anywhere. And I think that there's no way it becomes universally accepted in the way it is. I think it has to be created by governments. I don't think there's a chance in hell that the U.S. government or China or any major government decides, okay, yeah, we'll allow this currency that was created by some random guy, and we'll allow that to be our official currency.
10 years ago, a Bitcoin was worth eight cents.
Sure, but it's still within a not universally accepted at all.
Like, it's becoming universally accepted. A lot of companies, and actually, the country of Australia has accepted Bitcoin as a currency that is used in the country.
Have they?
They have.
So if you have a company and they go to file their taxes, they can pay their taxes in Bitcoin.
I gotta check that out. No, Bitcoin is not. Australia will recognize Bitcoin as money and protect Bitcoin. Wait a second. Here's an article from May 11th. Australia will recognize Bitcoin as money and protect Bitcoin businesses without taxes.
Without taxes?
Bitcoin will be treated as currency in Australia by July 1st, 2017, and will be exempt from goods and services tax. Bitcoin traders and investors will not be taxed for purchasing and selling Bitcoin through regulated exchanges and trading program platforms. So what you said is actually already happening. The country of Australia has recognized Bitcoin as real money.
Kind of, but ultimately when people have, like, they may, so they're saying the trading of Bitcoin is accepted and not taxed. But like, if you're a business that sells cars and someone pays for a car in Bitcoin, you're still going to have to pay your taxes in cash.
Bitcoin is also widely accepted in South Korea and Japan.
Okay.
Yeah, but his point still stands. Yeah,
it's not taxable, which is why
the selling and trading of Bitcoin. But by purchasing goods with Bitcoin, the purchasee still has to pay the taxes on that product in cash.
It still ultimately has to convert to cash.
I don't know
what he's saying.
I don't know the intricacies of it. All I know is that the value of Bitcoin and Ether and the others have increased by a million percent
and that's
over the
fine
last 10
because
years.
Because
people are buying into it.
Sure, and that's fine. And there are varying sizes of different things that are like if I go to sell one of these figures, someone's willing to pay for it. But if I take it to there are different markets, like sub markets, like people agree upon. Like if I say if I drew something and I were to sell it to somebody else, it's worth whatever they're willing to pay it. However, if I take that drawing and I try to sell it to the government or I try to sell it to some, you know, major company, they're going to be like, no, this is worthless to me. I don't want to buy this. So is there a market for it? Sure. But is it universally accepted by governments? Absolutely not.
My thing for it is I see it as an investment like any other investment. Mm-hmm.
All investments are just like made up stuff that it's like we agree that this is what this is worth.
Yeah, I mean it's a risk. To me it's a risk like buying stock in any other company.
Yeah.
Would be. I mean when you buy stock in a company, you evaluate that company, how secure, big or small they are, how secure they are, what you know, their price is at, what it's done in the past. And you make a decision if that's where it's worth it to put your money. And that's all that Bitcoin is to me.
Right. It's and that's the same with any stock. Stock is just like, it's pretend. It doesn't actually physically mean anything. And that's fine with what Bitcoin is. But again, to have it be accepted as an official currency of a country is...
Well,
never going to happen because they have too much tied up in their own currency.
They've already discussed it. They've discussed Bitcoin and Ether and others completely replacing physical currency within various news outlets and people like the governments of Australia.
That
doesn't mean anything.
This shit is blowing up. If you had bought Bitcoin like a year ago, you'd be worth $25 million dollars today.
And that's fine. And
in 1 year.
Yeah.
Because of how widely.
Yeah, and if you bought a Beanie Baby from 1994, it would also be.
You're missing the
point.
No,
I absolutely understand the point.
What's the point?
The point is that it's worth a lot of money within these markets. But
that's
the
point.
Yes, it is.
The point is the value of Bitcoin is set by the market and the perception of the.
Just like any other market, like Beanie Babies.
I'm getting frustrated.
But that's what it is.
You're not listening to me.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The value of Bitcoin is set by the market's perception of future value. Mm-hmm. The fact that Bitcoin has gone from being worth $5 to $3,000 in just a couple years shows that more and more people believe that what I just told you is going to be reality.
Okay, and that's fine.
It's the people that get on board now that are going to be huge millionaires.
Yes, and that's fine.
In fact, there have already been over 200,000 multimillionaires created off of just trading it.
And that's totally fine. That's not the point I'm making.
I made $1,000 last week.
That's great.
Off of almost nothing.
Yeah. And you could also lose that is my point.
That's true.
Well, my point is that I totally get that and I accept that and that's why I'm
Is this like we're having like a change battle?
What?
Think about it.
No.
I haven't bought anything with a paper dollar in like a month.
That's not what I'm arguing.
No, I'm not.
Neither am I.
This is completely separate than either of your arguments. But like there seems to be this difficulty of understanding, like the tangibility of it.
No, I get that. The point I'm making is that it is not okay. It's Beanie Babies is honestly the best comparison I can make because it's like if I agree that this random Beanie Baby is worth $1,000 and you also agree, then I can sell it to you for $1,000. And if then it's then agreed by our group of people that it's worth $5, then you can sell it for $5. It's agreed upon within a group of people. But what my point is to get the U.S. government to say you can pay your taxes in Bitcoin is never going to happen.
Actually,
because they have too much wrapped up in their own ability to control the currency.
Actually, the government of the U.S. is trying to figure out a way to make Bitcoin capital gains taxable.
Yeah, but
because
but
they
want to
make because they want to make money off of it.
That's fine. That's fine. And whether or not it should or shouldn't be, but to Kazuo's point, it's that a government will never, this will always remain defined by the market.
Yeah, they would have to relinquish complete control over currency, which they're not going to do.
I just told you, Australia, no, South Korea.
No, they haven't. They said that they would not tax the trading of Bitcoin. They didn't say
and that many that you places can pay accept your, it.
Yeah, they didn't say you can pay your taxes with Bitcoin.
The government is not giving loans to other countries in Bitcoins.
It said Bitcoin will be treated as money in Australia.
Yes.
All you guys heard was that it wouldn't be taxed, which is not.
Yes, it's treated as money, but is it the national currency?
No.
Can you conduct government affairs with it?
Probably. It's accepted as money in Australia. If the government owns bitcoins, they can buy shit with it. If the government of Australia...
I don't think that's what you read earlier.
Bitcoin will be treated as money in Australia by July 1st, 2017. That's what it says.
Okay. Well, South Korea, to be more description than that.
And will be exempt from goods and services tax. That's it. That has nothing to do with whether or not the government of Australia could own a Bitcoin and buy something with it.
Yeah. I mean, hey, look, anything's possible.
And Japan and South Korea have already been doing this for a while, which is why Australia jumped on board because they're way behind.
Anything's possible. I don't see a government completely relinquishing control over their ability to control market
value. I see a government accepting Bitcoin as a currency, recognizing it as a way to pay, like you could pay with credit cards,
yeah,
or like you could pay with debit cards. And even here in the States, New Hampshire actually, I just did a quick search, New Hampshire actually tried to pass a bill, to your point, to allow people to, I think, use it. Hold on, let me pull that back up. Sorry, dead air.
One of the reasons why governments will allow Bitcoin to be used as currency is because, unlike paper money, where bajillions of dollars of illegal activity is conducted that is not taxable, the U.S. government will be able to track every transaction,
so that,
eliminate millions and millions of crimes, and tax everything.
So that is,
they have a very good reason to accept this.
So that is the second. So I have a two-part issue here. One, they're never going to completely relinquish control over the currency. To just say that this random third party, whoever created Bitcoin, is now responsible for the value of currency.
No one is responsible for it. The guy who invented Bitcoin doesn't control.
They'll never allow that.
I control Bitcoin,
right? Yeah. And that's why they'll never allow it.
It's not in their interest.
But I have two parts to it.
It is in their interest.
No, it's not.
Yeah, because I can go down the street.
I can't get to my second part because you keep stopping at the first one.
I bought a motorcycle.
Yes.
And the guy asked me if he wanted me to drastically understate the value of the motorcycle.
Yeah.
And I told him no.
Yeah.
But I could have said yes. But I could have said yes. That would have been fucking the government out of money.
Right.
If I buy that motorcycle with Bitcoin, the government knows how much I paid for it.
Yes.
And they can tax me the real amount.
So that's why my two-part point is, and let me express my opinion before you try to counter it. One, the government will never, I believe you're kind of agreeing with this to a point.
Okay, I'll
shut
up.
The government will not relinquish control over currency. They want to be able to control what something's worth. Second part to that is, in my opinion, that's why I think Bitcoin will not become officially accepted completely by the government in that way or become an official currency. However, they may create their own cryptocurrency,
which is what I was going to
say. That they can then control.
I think eventually there will be no paper money. I think cryptocurrencies will remain as a thing, as an international kind of fluctuating standard.
But it has to be created by the government.
Well, no, I see it as being two things like it is now. I see the governments creating their own form of going digital-only currency. I think we're way off from that, frankly. Yeah. I mean, there are still portions of the U.S. that don't have reliable internet.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, we still have to offer certain paper things.
I think a lot of people, especially, coastal liberals or whatever, like, they don't realize that there's a large portion of the center of the country that is completely, like, as you were saying, they don't have access to reliable internet. They're not as advanced as we may view ourselves.
But I think I do agree fundamentally with governments are going to get rid of physical currency in time and because there's a digital trail. But I see governments doing that and recognizing Bitcoin as its own independent currency. But I don't see any country completely shirking off their own currencies and saying we're just going to use
Bitcoin
now.
Because they want control.
Well, I don't really give a shit. I don't give a shit about any of that.
No, and that's fine.
And I'll tell you why. Because if I own a Bitcoin and 10 countries decide that they're going to accept Bitcoin, I'm going to make $1 million, and I don't give a flying fuck if the United States government relinquishes their dollar. Saying it's that's not what I care about.
That's why I'm saying it's entirely a... It's entirely an investment play, and like any other investment play, there are inherent risks
it's
and
like
inherent...
It's like buying trading cards or Beanie Babies. You can make your money off of it. You can make a crap load of money off of it, but you can't say, I'm going to pay my taxes in Beanie Babies.
By the way, that bill, it's a legislative effort that would have allowed New Hampshire residents to pay their tax bills in using Bitcoins.
Interesting.
It was defeated in vote of 264-74. this was... in
wrecked.
Marijuana lost one day, lost once upon a time too, and now it's legal in 20% of states.
You know what's funny is marijuana won in Florida, and they're still fighting it, even though
that's
it won by like 70
some
odd percent.
Really dumb.
January 2016 was this, so it was relatively recent. If passed, the New Hampshire state treasurer would have been mandated to select a Bitcoin payments firm to process the transactions and prepare a plan for how to accept Bitcoin payments by January 2017.
Yeah. The point I would make to this is the same point that I've made throughout, like earlier in the day, was that you have people who are very, very rich, and to get them to give up their money to say, hey, you know, all that money you have, it's worthless, is never going to happen. It may happen in a smaller scene on a smaller market with people just agreeing that things are worth certain amounts. And that's totally fine. And that happens all the time with Bitcoin, but also with just random items that people agree are worth certain amounts. But to get incredibly wealthy people and to get the government itself to say, I'm going to give up all of my money, is never going to happen.
What if you agree to give them the equal value of their money in digital currencies?
If they still have to relinquish control.
Because I don't use paper money anyway. Everything I do is just a number on like my iPhone.
Can I summarize real quick?
Yeah.
Can I have 2 minutes to offer summary?
Sure.
That I don't think any of us are that far off from each other. Mm-hmm. Because, and tell me if I'm wrong.
I will say nothing.
But I think the long story short that we can all agree on is that, yes, the world is moving toward digital money, but it will take a long time to get there on a governmental scale, if for no other reasons than governments move really freaking slowly. Mm-hmm. Two, there are investment opportunities in Bitcoin. And some of those investment opportunities are governed by a widening acceptance, both on a commercial, private, and public level for things like Bitcoin. And while the amount of acceptance is varied, it's still increasing, which behoove the investment opportunities. But the likelihood of there being one universal currency that exists at this point and in any point that's even relevant for discussion outside of a scholarly hypothetical debate is slim. But there's still investment opportunities. You can still make money off of it. It's an interesting thing to postulate on. But as far as if it's going to completely change the world at this stage, probably not.
But what if...
I agree with you. I think that's exactly my view.
But what if today... Mm-hmm. What if today you bought a Bitcoin?
Yeah. You can make a crap load of money.
And 30 years from now, Bitcoin was a more globally accepted currency that had to replace the value of currencies in different countries.
I mean, that's a big what if.
It is, but you're investing a small amount of money to make a shitload of money.
As I said, like any investment opportunity.
Well, you can buy the dollar, too. The dollar is an investment opportunity.
Yes, that's what I'm literally saying. It's like any other investment opportunity.
No, we're not.
I'm not even saying it's a bad investment opportunity. I'm just saying with any investment opportunity, there are inherent risks.
Buy Ether right now.
See, so here's...
Set up a wallet.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just being dumb.
That's okay. But like, and so, buying it, great idea, because you could probably make a crap load of money off of it. But to say that if it were to become universally like the universal currency, then you would have to completely restructure what it is to be rich and what it is to be poor, because then you would have random people like yourself become billionaires, and then billionaires would become completely poor because they have no Bitcoin. You know, you would have to completely restructure the entire economy. Which is...
I don't think it'll ever blanket replace. I think it will become more accepted, but acceptance doesn't equal replacement, which I think you agree with.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I could see someday, you know, the government saying, fine, you can pay your taxes in Bitcoin, but you know how you buy those Bitcoin? With freaking American dollars. Yeah, yeah.
That's true. That's what I did.
Like, so, true. I mean, I could see the government going about it that way and mm-hmm. saying, all right, but one of actually the things in that New Hampshire article.
New Hampshire.
In that article of why it failed was one of the big reasons was the concern over fluctuations in the value. Mm-hmm. In the sense of if someone... And I know this isn't the case, but for easy numbers, if a Bitcoin is worth $100, and let's say someone owes $100 of taxes and they pay with one Bitcoin, but by the time the government cashes that Bitcoin, it's only worth mm-hmm. 50.
Yeah.
Like that was kind of, I think, part of also the concern of accepting it. Whereas, you know, yeah, there's inflation.
It's too unstable.
Yeah, there's inflation and there's changes in the U.S. currency, but it's way more regulated than...
Yeah.
You know, at least the U.S. who's accepting payments for something like taxes, using that example, has control.
Hmm. It's certainly interesting, though. And oh, hey, yeah. If you can make money off of it, freaking do it for sure. You know,
I plan on looking at it. I'm kind of obsessing over it right now, but I plan on looking at it in about 15 years and seeing what happens.
Yeah, I would just be cautious as to not invest too much into it. You know, you'd be cautious with any investment. You don't want to overextend yourself.
The key is to not invest more than you can afford to lose.
Exactly.
Yep.
I feel like we learned a lot today, guys.
But isn't that ridiculous? If you had put $100 into it 10 years ago, that $100.
See, yeah. That's not ridiculous to me. That's like ridiculous. Anything.
It's ridiculous. No, it's not. No, not even close. You're talking about the standard, the gold standard for investments is 3-5% per year. Mm-hmm. If you put $100 into a bond at 5% today, mm-hmm. after 10 years, your $100 would be worth a whopping $140. Mm-hmm. If you had put $100 into Bitcoin 10 years ago, you'd be worth $30 million today.
Jesus.
$30 million. This is not normal shit that's going on here, and that's why it's different. Bonds, stocks, mutual funds, who gives a shit? None of that is... That's all chicken shit. Mm-hmm. You could literally... There was a guy who bought a Papa... He bought a Papa John's from a guy.
Bitcoin?
The guy sold it. The guy sold the Papa John's for a bunch of Bitcoins, and that guy is worth like... $200 million now,
yeah.
or something ridiculous. There's some story about a Papa John's. Regardless, it's insanity. I mean, it makes no sense at all.
Yeah, I still don't personally like the idea of nobody knowing, like, it not actually being anything. Like, it's not, like, what, why, I just don't understand.
It's not that different, though. It's
but
like...
But I don't understand, like, mining. What the hell are you mining?
I don't understand
There's
either.
No mining.
I can't... It's just... I don't understand that concept.
Who's granting you this... Like, so I can understand, like, it's some kind of game where if you perform a certain number of calculations, you get a certain number of Bitcoin. But who's giving you that?
I don't understand and where, it.
Like, it doesn't make any sense to me, but I guess that's just...
I can't. I'm not even close to being able to understand the abstractness of
and,
it.
And what is keeping someone... who's, you know, witty with a computer to just be like, I'm going to write a code that says I have 1 billion Bitcoin.
The reason is because the calculations are so heavy that you'd have to have, like, from this is my understanding, you'd have to have hundreds of computers set up
for a month
to get a Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm. And is there a limit? Because another,
there is a limit. The limit on Bitcoin is 21 million units.
The limit that
there will
exists?
Ever be. There will ever be.
Okay, okay.
So
that's another concern is that, like, can you just indefinitely... just farm this stuff and create like crazy servers and
no and
exponentially grow your wealth
and like, that's why they're talking about the value increasing because as the demand rises because it's like 0.5% of the world is aware of this right now.
Yeah,
so when the global recognition is like 10% and the supply is the same, supply, basic supply and demand of economics, mm-hmm. the value is going to increase by a shit ton. But you and I can't mine Bitcoins because the electricity bill alone from mining them would be way more money than we can afford.
So we got to run an extension cable to your neighbors.
Exactly. Yeah.
Steal their electricity.
So one interesting note, I guess maybe to end on, I Googled who owns the most Bitcoin.
Oh, now this article, it's China, right?
This article is from 2013. Mm-hmm. So it is a few years old now, so it could have changed. Mm-hmm. But it is an interesting article because it says, who owns the world's biggest Bitcoin wallet? The FBI.
Wow.
Because in September, the FBI shut down Silk Road, Do you remember that online drug marketplace on the dark net?
I mean, no, I've never heard of a place that you can order drugs online.
I have never ordered up there.
So it shut down Silk Road and started seizing bitcoins belonging to the Dread Pirate Roberts, who is the operator
of the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. The seizure sparked an ongoing public investigation, blah, 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 about the future of Bitcoin. As a result, the FBI now controls more than 144,000 bitcoins.
Well,
that reside at a Bitcoin address that consolidates much of the seized Silk Road.
That's still
Road
a very
bitcoins.
Small percentage when you think about it. 144,000 to 21 million.
Yeah, you know, but still, overall.
When was that? When did that happen?
2013. So it's worth at today's exchange rates in 2013, end of 2013, at the time of writing the article, it was worth around $100 million.
So back then, a Bitcoin was worth like $80.
Now it's worth like $3,000.
Now it's worth $3,000. So the government basically made their money times 30.
Now can you buy like mini bits or like?
Yes, you can buy fractionals.
Because I'm like, who is gonna be like, I'll buy a Bitcoin? It's like that's $3,000.
Yeah.
Grand,
so
bro.
I own whole units of Ether, and then I have 0.066.
Okay. And now is Ether?
It's basically the second place one right now, but apparently
So it's a different Bitcoin. It's unrelated to Bitcoin though.
People they're both cryptocurrencies.
Right, but I mean like as far as it's not the value of Ether does not equal the value of
no,
Bitcoin
they're
or,
separate. But like apparently there's some advantages to Ether that Bitcoin doesn't have. Hmm. Like the Ether has an infinite supply, but apparently
so that's not good.
Well, but apparently Ether is a lot more
that's how you end up with a depression.
Ether is a lot more versatile. Like it can be used to back government contracts or something, some right. shit. I don't know.
That's how you end up.
It's too difficult.
With wheelbarrows of cash to buy a loaf of bread.
Yeah, I can't understand. I mean, maybe they could cap it someday. I don't know. I don't know anything about it. It's too difficult.
Interesting. It's fascinating, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely fun to talk
about.
Moving
into the digital future, guys.
But this is cutting edge shit. You know, this is like
Well, I remember people talking about it like a while ago.
And
like
those people are rich as shit now. Sure. It's like this is the kind of thing your grandma buys you for Christmas when you're like, oh, hey, Sean, I bought you $100 of Bitcoin.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. That's awesome.
I don't know.
Well, if you become, you know, insanely rich, you know, can I just like live in your house and, you know.
All I know is that I sort of missed the boat a little bit.
Yeah.
If I had bought a month earlier, I would have made like 10 times my money already. But instead, I'm only up 20, like 0.2 or something.
Still something. It's awesome.
Because, yeah, but we'll see. We'll see where it goes.
All right. You know what? I take it back. This was an interesting topic.
Yeah.
Initially, I was like, this is going to be so boring. Nobody's going to care. But I thought it was really interesting.
Yeah. Well, these are the after parties. And damn it, I think we should just talk about whatever the hell we damn well please.
I agree.
What is with this shitty tablet? He fixed this piece of shit.
It's an ID10T error.
What does that mean?
ID10T. Spell it out.
Identity.
No. Type it out. ID10T. Type it.
What the hell? ID10T.
Well, no, you get like 10 letter T. ID10T. Come on.
Idiot.
Oh my God. That took so long for you to figure out.
But yet it's made funnier because of...
Because it took so long for him to figure out it was idiot.
Well, I guess we're not having any outro music because I can't figure out how to get the tablet to turn on.
Oh my God.
So, because Android products suck.
No, it's because you don't know how to use them.
I already held down the power button for like 8 seconds.
What have you done?
See? Now you're an idiot. You can't fix it either. So now what? All right, we'll talk to you guys next time. I guess we're having no outro music. We'll figure it out afterwards. Do 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 do